And you know he's lying to you, but you don't care because you like him, so you want it to work, and you want to believe him, so you do. And then when inevitably you realize that he was lying to you, and you knew it the whole time, you just didn't want to accept it, then you want to play the victim and act like you didn't know, but you did. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Cashiered Podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, we're going to revisit a topic that I've been talking about a lot recently, but I want to take a different spin on it. The reason why I would say that Christian dating does not work is very simple. And the reason I say that is because, look, we have a certain goal we want. Maybe we want to get married. Maybe we want to have someone because we're lonely. Maybe we want to fit into the society or the friend group or community that we have. Some of us maybe don't want to die alone. Whatever it is, all of us have reasons for wanting a relationship. But when it comes to when we bring religion into it, when we bring the Bible or the Quran or the Torah into the conversation, all of a sudden people want to act like the whole process is complicated. No, it's actually pretty simple. The problem is people overcomplicate it. And they overcomplicate it because they don't understand the history. And so we're going to have a very brief history lesson, and then we're going to look into some clips and expose why a lot of people are listening to really horrible advice, and it's causing them to come up with the wrong diagnosis and then come up with the inappropriate treatment to treat their misdiagnosis of the issue. So the reason why I say that Christian dating, to be exact, doesn't work is because dating stems from prostitution, in case you didn't know that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, back in the day, people used this thing called courting. It was very quick. It was very professional. And a lot of times, it involved both families. Most of the time, people who were courting, the man had land. He had himself established. He then would maybe pay a dowry, or he'd pay a bridal price, or whatever. And then the woman who was supposedly pure would then marry this man, and then they'd have a household. Problem is, today, with the sexual liberation movement and the popular culture being so alien to what we have seen in recent times, whether it be decades ago, centuries, if not millennia ago, we can't use the same moves we've always done to get the end result that we want. For example, the church used to have jurisdiction of marriage, and now it doesn't. Now it's a contract with the state. So now the state is involved in it, and the popular culture is saturated with, I don't cook or clean, but I get the ring. I don't do anything for men. Men do everything for me. Men are toxic. Men are just pocketbooks with short hair. Gentlemen, if you think that because your wife, your girlfriend or your future wife or whatever goes to church and that she's immune to that, No, she's not. In fact, she's more exposed to that than she is to anything of value. And if you don't agree with me, I'm going to have to point to, next time you are around your girl or a girl you want to go out with or whatever, bring up popular culture and see who she watches on TikTok, on Instagram. See who she, what she listens to on Spotify or whatever. And then you'll see where what's going on in her head, because we are what we surround ourselves with. We tend to soak up the water we are in. So if our water is pure, we're good. If our water is saturated and dirty, then guess what? We're going to become a dirty sponge. But my friends, the reason why Christian dating doesn't work is because we're not given information. And I was guilty of this when I was younger. I fell for this when I was younger. And then I came to realize what I know now, which is it's pretty much the same thing as outside in the secular world. We just pretend like it's not, because we add prayer and a little bit of God in mix, and we want to pretend like we're holy and now we have some divine mandate, and then all of a sudden it makes everything different. No, it really doesn't. All you have to do is look at statistics. Statistics adjust for religion and whatnot, and even if there's not a divorce, a lot of them end up in sexless marriages, or they stay for the kids, or the way they walk on eggshells, or the man's been emasculated and he's just a yes dear guy, these are unfortunate realities that people don't like to discuss. And the reason why is because women don't like it when men know this information. Because if they didn't care, they wouldn't call guys like me or guys on this side of the internet names, not actually refute us with the spirit of logic and the spirit of understanding. But the reason I say that it doesn't work is because we like to pretend like it's different. And let's look at this video. I think it's going to be very important. Let me know what you think about this. This is very shit here, but all right, give me 1 second. Let's share the screen. All right, let's do this. Here we go.
We're living in a world right now where it's like that women ain't shit. Men need to run, or men is thinking this, or no. We're not listening to the outside world. We come together. We pray together. We respect each other.
But we live in the outside world. We work in the outside world. We have outside friends. See, this is the problem right here. This is the problem. Guys like this are the problem. I don't know him personally, but this message is the problem. They want to pretend like the outside, like we live in a bunker. Y'all see that, like, new Fallout show? It's actually not that bad. It was not totally based off the games, but it wasn't that bad. But people want to pretend like we live in this bunker where it blocks everything that comes in from the outside. No. No, it doesn't. In fact, it's very saturated into the culture of the church. All you gotta do is look at how many churches are flying rainbow flags. Or how many of them use the term partner instead of wife or husband. How many of them actually have female pastors because of feminism. We are not living in a society where the church is shielded from all of the antics of the society. It doesn't happen. So to say that, you are doing people a disservice by lying to them and by extension, yourself.
So when I say speak your feelings, don't be worried about me being upset. I'm a piece of shit if you tell me how you feel and I disregard it.
Okay, gentlemen, never talk from a I feel perspective. It puts you at a disadvantage, and you are very feminine when you do that, by the way. That's what women do more than men. Men, our strength lies in logic and in reason. So when it comes to your feelings, those are your own. Now, I can't change your feelings, just like you can't change objective reality. So let's get back to the facts. Again, here's the problem. People, guys like this, they want to talk about, don't worry about what the world's doing. Worry about what's happening in your church. As soon as we leave the building, we're back in the world again. When I go to the grocery store, when I go to the mall, when I go to get my hair cut, when I go to hang out with friends, when I go out to go to the movies, when I go to do all these things, I'm going out to the world. You don't think that, and let's not pretend like our phones don't play a role. You mean to tell me all this stuff you listen to on YouTube or on Spotify or on Apple Music or whatever you're listening to, you think this doesn't play a role? It does play a very impactful role because it's subversive. It's subliminal. It's not something, for example, if I call you a bad name, you're going to be like, "Why, Austin, what the hell is your problem?" But if I say something that's a little more passive aggressive, you're not going to see it as I'm insulting you, so you're not going to react. You're going to kind of inadvertently accept it and listen to it. That's the same thing with what happens in music and entertainment and education. They say something to you, but it sounds friendly, and it sounds nice, and it sounds loving, so you accept it, when in fact, it's not positive, it's very negative. But they framed it in a positive way, so that they accepted it subconsciously instead of rejecting it. For example, let's take the idea of equality. If I told you that let's say that someone's here, and somebody is here, okay? If I said equality means you have to give up something, and they then take what you have to gain, that sounds bad. But then if I said, you know what, no, it's just about everybody having equal everything. It doesn't have anything to do with anybody having more or less. It has to do with everybody being equal and having an equal opportunity. That sounds better, right? That sounds more inviting, right? It's the same exact thing. You see how that worked? Let's get back to the I feel conversation. Hopefully I'll get a copyright on this music, by the way.
What I told her is this: God leads our relationship. Live your life. And if I'm doing something wrong, God will take me out of your life.
Oh, my. What is it with people who want to pretend like they have no free will? These are the same people who, if I argue them predestination versus free will, they're going to tell me that there's no predestination or whatever. It's like, man. Look, God is involved in people's lives. At least that's what I believe. You don't want to believe that, that's your business. But when it comes to God, God helps people who help themselves, okay? Rarely has there ever been a time where I'm sitting around doing nothing, and then God shows up and he's like, uh-huh, this amazing offer for you, and here it is, and I'm gonna leave now. No, that doesn't happen. No, that doesn't happen. I've never seen that happen. And yet, for some reason, people want to pretend like, oh, relationships are different because it involves sex. All of a sudden, everything's different. No, not really. If you are surrounded by people who are going to damage you, who are going to fill your head with toxic and horrible ideas, and then you want to even surround yourself in a good environment that has good ideas, guess what? You're going to use the wrong measuring tape. You're going to have a wrong measurement. It's going to lead you to cutting your life into wrong pieces. I've had enough of this. I've had enough of this guy. I don't know him. Maybe some of you know him. I don't know that guy. Well, let's go to this. Let's look at what this woman has to say.
Sis, that man that you're entertaining is not your husband. In fact, he's holding you back from meeting the man that you're actually supposed to be married to. What I'm trying to say is this man that you're involved with is a counterfeit, and he was sent by the enemy to throw off God's plans.
Way to avoid all accountability. In other words, that guy's pooky. He's Chad, he's Tyrone, he's hot, he's attractive, he has stuff going for him, you are attracted to him, you want it to work. And so what you're going to do is instead of saying, yeah, I chose that guy, yeah, I entertained that guy, yeah, I slept with that guy, now you're going to pretend like, oh, it's all the devil's fault, it's the serpent's fault, you know, like what Eve did. Eve blamed the serpent, not herself, the serpent. And now that's exactly what she's doing right here. She's blaming the devil as if it's his fault and not her fault for choosing Pookie and Chad and Tyrone. But this is how women preserve their value. Because if they came up to you and they said, yeah, you know, I've chosen a lot of bad dudes and it was my fault and whatnot, no one would commit to them ever again. So now they lie to make it seem like they're the victim so then you can buy it and get in a relationship with them.
And for your life. And unfortunately, many of us women get so blinded by the situation that we don't realize who we're truly dating until it's too late.
What a very diplomatic way of saying I found him very attractive and I wanted to make it work. So I did. Okay.
Typically what happens is, in the beginning, this counterfeit is going to be love bombing the heck out of you. He's going to tell you everything that you want to hear. He's super charming and attractive, outgoing, and he says that he loves God.
And you know he's lying to you, but you don't care because you like him, so you want it to work, and you want to believe him, so you do. And then when inevitably you realize that he was lying to you, and you knew it the whole time, you just didn't want to accept it, then you want to play the victim and act like you didn't know, but you did.
And so you're like, oh, okay. This man's my type. So now you're falling deeper and deeper with this guy.
What a very diplomatic way of saying you're having sex with him.
Not realizing that you're literally dating the devil himself.
Again, we're eschewing accountability. We're blaming it on the serpent. We're not taking any accountability for our actions. And we're not actually saying what happened. We're using coded language that only other women are going to understand, but men are not going to, most of them. Unless you have a translator like me to tell you.
Later, you start to pick up on red flags. You start to look at his fruit.
Okay. What a very interesting analogy.
You start to see that his words are not lining up with his actions. Even
you could have seen that and you saw that from the start, but you just didn't want to accept it because he was hot and had abs. Come on. Stop it.
More, this man is narcissistic and full of pride, which has been affecting you mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Oh, and the biggest sign is he's not courting you with intentions to marry you.
You knew that already, but you didn't care because he was hot. Stop lying, please.
He's just there to sleep with you and use up your resources.
You know that, but yet you still choose that guy because you want to change him. That's where the Beauty and the Beast syndrome comes from. Why are we not taking accountability for our mistakes? This is why you're still single. And I notice she's wearing her cross as if she's holy. Oh my goodness. You see me wearing a cross? No, because I don't need a virtue signal myself. Oh.
He's also a huge hindrance and a distraction in your life.
But you allow him.
You to go backward.
That you allowed in and slept with him.
Instead of forward. So sis, if you can relate to any of this, take heed. That man is a counterfeit.
I can't. I get so worked up about, I shouldn't do it. Like, guys, I shouldn't do it. But I get worked up about this every single time. They don't like it when they... Okay, translation. He was hot. I liked him. I wanted it to work. So I tried and I tried and I tried and I tried until I didn't want to anymore. And then I saw the, oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't be here anymore. Or maybe he ghosted you and you were like, oh, yeah. Women always have to be the victim. Even though she admitted that she knew all this walking into the situation, and yet she still did it anyway. Still slept with him, still gave him the cootie cat, still did all these things, while still probably going to church, while still trying to find the good man, she's sleeping with guys like this. This is why Christian dating does not work. Because she's sleeping with somebody. I don't care who she is. I don't care how holy she pretends to be. I don't care about any of that garbage. She's giving it to somebody. That girl at church who's like, oh yes, I'm in the choir. I'm pretty. I'm innocent. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, she's getting railed by somebody, bro. Oh yeah. No, she'll go out with you for months and months and tell you to wait for marriage. Hey, wait, what marriage for some other dude? And ladies, stop lying to us. Stop it. Tell them the truth. Tell us the truth. I know the truth. You can't lie to me. I don't care how much you try to gaslight me or the guys who watch this channel who know what's up. We are not fooled by this. Now, another problem is a lot of guys can't handle this reality. That's a whole other issue. But they will be forced to accept it if you start telling men the truth and stop selling them this fantasy. They're chasing phantoms. They're chasing fantasies and phantoms, looking for a faith-filled relationship that's based on a fabrication that you are creating for them. Be honest with people. Last time I checked, lying was one of the Ten Commandments that you should not break. Number 9, do not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And yet, people do it all the time. Gentlemen, we need to reevaluate this Christian dating, because on top of this, we need to understand that you are not getting her in her prime, and she has been giving it up to other dudes. Now, you still want to get married to her, that's your choice. Just know what you're getting. She won't tell you the truth. This woman right here, who's making this video, she will not tell her future husband this story. Now, he finds a TikTok, and it's still up, he'll find out. But she ain't gonna tell him this part, because it doesn't advantage her to do that. My friends, we need to have these tough conversations, because no pastor that I've ever heard talks like this. Nobody has this message, because they want everybody to think that, oh, if you just pray enough, all decisions are not going to be valuable. None of my past is going to go away. None of my bad habits are going to transfer, and everything's going to work out. If people work hard enough, they can outdo bad behaviors. But old habits die hard. And we need to stop pretending like these predatory individuals are not predators. They are. They are preying on your innocence. So that they can get a free meal ticket on your dime. Tell me I ain't lying. My friends, please share your experience, what you've seen, what you've heard, what you've been through. I love, other men will benefit from this. And if you want to get married, I don't blame you. It's a very inherent desire, but just know what you're getting. Know what's out here. Don't fall for this. Oh, if I just pray enough and everything's gonna work out. Look, can God do that? Yes, he can. But is it realistically gonna happen? Probably not. So why are we betting on an abysmal amount of odds that that's gonna happen? Stop looking for fantasies and chasing phantoms and look into the eyes of reality and accept what is in front of your face, so that then you can make a decision on where you want to go with the rest of your life, and maybe your goals stay the same and maybe they don't. But do not keep lying to yourself. You're only going to hurt yourself and lose in the long run. My friends, please, I encourage you to do your own research. I encourage you to keep your mind open to learn new things. Take care of yourselves. I gotta get out of here. I have a meeting I gotta get to. I'm out. Peace.